Scientists are trying to keep you on the 15th floor of your being. Why? Because it is super easy to influence you on that level. Once you distinguish something, you start seeing it everywhere. Not only where you expect it, but really everywhere. This is done by something called the reticular activator or reticular activating system. I teach distinctions, distinguishing, and my students are reluctant to learn and start seeing. Until you see it everywhere, everything is still about you. And no transformation can take place. The new distinction I have learned from a set of books by Hungarian engineer, Gyöngy Margachi, is that all emotions are created by words, even though feelings are not. Feelings are a little pressure here, tightness there. No meaning. There is a feeling and then you add a word, and you get emotion. Depending on the word you add, the emotion changes. Here is a map of feelings translated to emotions 2020 with the corresponding feelings. Back some 35 years ago I had a teacher who said that anticipation and fear have the same feelings. Sweaty palms, racing heart. The difference is what you say about what you are feeling. Now I understand that was just an example. All emotions are like that. This is how you and I have some control over our lives. So the emotion we want will dominate instead of all the bad emotions. I am, suddenly, seeing this everywhere. I am noticing the many articles that try to access your emotions, the advertising, the movies, all to keep you stuck on the 15th floor of your being. Some examples from today's articles, the scientists who control your brains by button. The untranslatable emotions you never knew you had. The 15th floor is what I coined the floor on which you are at the mercy of your unmanaged unconscious emotions, being jerked by them like a puppet on a string. In 1999 I saw a movie that impressed me a lot, The 13th Floor. It suggested that we live in a computer-generated universe. Very catchy. It is on Netflix if you want to watch it. Back to the 15th floor, the floor of emotions. Your emotions are moldable, like clay, and there is nothing you can do about it on the 15th floor. On the 15th floor you are unconscious, unaware of what made you experience the emotion. It feels that the emotion signal reality. Why? Because the 15th floor is like water for the fish. Immersion, it is there and it is not there. The 15th floor is entirely controlled from the 13th floor, feelings, and the 14th floor, words. You feel something. You add the meaning. And you get the emotion. Depending what words you add, the emotion is life-affirming or deadly. In the ITCH process and in the playground we deal with these extensively. Because the moment you say something is wrong, the bad emotion immediately chosen. Fear instead of anticipation, for example. I just finished the starting point measurements for a dude in Hawaii. His sole correction is finish what you start. I had to take a lithium orotate tablet to be able to do the work for him. Why? His fear was so strong, it paralyzed me. What is triggering the feeling? My hunch is, some relationship event. Maybe getting married. But instead of interpreting the jitters as anticipation, he interprets it as fear. Maybe even as terror. Ugh, terrible. I identify the base feeling in the Bach feelings chart as number 29, Star of Bethlehem. Totally inappropriate to the situation. Emotions are the tools of manipulation. All decisions are emotional, explained with rationality. The more you allow emotions to rule you, the worse decisions you make. Marketers, your church, your politicians are taking classes from the psychologists who get paid by your marketers, your church, and your politicians to do research on how you'll react, predictably, to their input. They hire writers, they hire movie makers to make the connection strong and steady. So you'll do exactly what they say you should do from each input. I am studying communication, especially the negotiation/persuasion variety. Anything that doesn't talk to the emotions isn't communication. It is that simple. I think this has been the case for thousands of years. I think this is why we got stuck on the evolutionary stage of Homo sapiens, instead of seamlessly moving into the next stage, human being. The exploiters of the indefensible 15th floor are not necessarily the criminals here. The problem is in the system. It's the system, stupid. And it's worldwide, for humans. It happened, according to source, before our ancestors left Africa, and it is a glitch in the software that is running humanity. We share the 13th floor with the animal kingdom, maybe even with plants. Life on the 13th floor works perfectly. We get accurate information, guidance, from our bodies, from the environment, and we can thrive. The Inner Authority course will teach you to accurately feel and interpret those feelings. The hardware type needs, even those can get distorted by any of the mind-based traps, like the fear trap, or the desire trap, i.e. emotional eating, masturbation, etc. I won't go into details here, but many of the ITCH was born from a hardware type need, and was turned into an emotional need, to the person's detriment, the detriment of success, happiness, fulfillment, and even to the detriment of fulfilling the need itself. From the book, in quote, when I say hardware type needs, I mean the needs that are part of our factory settings, i.e. the genetically encoded needs of human beings. These are the needs for energy supply, information, safety, reproduction and group. In the case of software type needs like the need to meet others' expectations, the need to meet our own expectations or the need for self-realization, we do not find indicating feelings. These needs are only activated under special circumstances. One of the big problems of human beings living in developed economies is that they do not use the orienting feelings for their original function. In the old days, the orienting feelings were only an aid for satisfying needs, whereas today they are also the means of getting pleasure, something we cannot use unpunished. And crot. This is why we get fat, we get into the fat dog syndrome. Like an addiction for more, better and different. Instead of obeying our hardware, so we can obey the spirit within. And live a fulfilling, joy-filled life. I am quoting, generously, from the Feelings book. Groundbreaking new book Feelings by Mark Gatchy, the only book that even considers what is under the hood. It's not an accident that it is an engineer who is seeing the inner dynamic, not some psychologist. And maybe it is not an accident that this empath, me, is also an engineer of sorts. Architect and structural engineer. And as with everything, what is under the hood is what runs the show. It is under the hood where you can regain control. I've come to realize something really important. All the unpleasant, painful feelings I experience from people on calls, come from the need to meet their own and others' expectation. How and why did it get so strong that it can now overpower the hardware needs? I think that with the internet, Facebook, Instagram, the sudden explosion of closeness, of being able to see how others live, how others seem to be thinking, our sense of what it means to meet others' expectations got out of hand, out of scale, run amok. And of course advertising promotes that. People, you, out of balance, are going to do stupid things. They slash you are going to try to be something that is unattainable for them, to feel that they fit it, that they are good enough. My hunch that 200 years ago children didn't think they were not good enough. So how can I help? First off, you want to be able to get access to the still point that is available to you through accessing beingness, through spending some time and maybe even living on a vertical plane. Instead of the valley of the shadow of death, the horizontal plane. This avatar state activator. It activates the avatar state, a vortex, that can transport you to the vertical plane, while you obey some of the principles, do some of the work the PDF report asks you to do. It's called winning and keeping love. Love is a state of being whole and complete, with no parts missing. In that state you can feel what you feel, and instead of jumping the gun and returning to the horizontal plane, you can look what guidance is there in the feeling. For those of you who cannot feel, I'll add the big bundle to the avatar state audio for you. Just email me sophie@yourvibration.com. Here is the link to get the avatar state activator in the PDF. Go to step 2, go to https://www.yourvibration.com/1/win and use coupon code 20OFF to get a 20% discount before Wednesday. And to answer the question that has come in from some student, this is not the same as the unconditional love activator. This is the end of part 1 of this article. I'll publish part 2 when it's ready. Probably later today.